Welcome back to day 11 of our 40 for 40 journey through the book of Exodus. Our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 11, and our key verses for today are the entire chapter. It's good stuff. It is time for the plagues to be over. God has displayed power far beyond the Pharaohs, and God is ready for this showdown to be completed. But it will take one final act, the death of the firstborn sons of all of Egypt. Why such brutal power against the firstborn? Because Israel is God's firstborn. They are God's chance for a future in the world. Pharaoh has threatened and maimed that firstborn child. So this is the passion of a mother bear in defense of her cubs. She is unreasoned and ferocious in her attack on anything threatening her offspring. Again, it can be difficult for us to reason and ration with this activity. It is important for us to understand God's intention here, while also acknowledging that God would not use the same action to carry out those intentions today. But the heart of God stands to defend God's people, like a mother bear protecting her cubs. I remember a float trip with my parents on the Buffalo River, where we came upon a black bear with two little cubs. While we were standing at a distance, the mother made it clear that we were to come no closer, by standing on her hind legs and growling at us. Eventually, they all moved on as we stayed put, but the memory of her strength and protectiveness has held on for 25 years. This is the way God works to save and protect us. I pray you find comfort in that protection today. Our questions for today. How does the analogy of a mother bear make you feel about God's care for you? How can we work to protect others who are more vulnerable than we are?